following program is intended for mature audiences.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
California, land of fantasy and make-believe. It's Sabino Veritas. Featuring host, writer, humorist, experiential mystic, raconteur, and parallel parking expert, Tom Sabino. Now, here he is in Sabino Veritas, in Wine the Truth, Tom Sabino.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sabino Veritas and Wine the Truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me. A fine wine from Select Gripes, right here at Sabino Veritas. You're on 148.ca/1, of course you know that, or you're not hearing it if you're not there. You could also be listening on your phone on TuneIn Radio app, free app, search for SRN1, and you'll be listening, and if you already are, so hello. Now, a lot of news this week. I want to start out saying today, Je suis Charlie. The show is dedicated tonight to the satirists in Paris who lost their lives to express themselves. And for the very same reasons I do this show, it's what they were doing in Paris at Bedo or something like that. And it's Charlie, the magazine of the satirist in print in Paris. And 12 people died, 2 policemen, 1 visitor, and the rest journalists there. And I do dedicate tonight's show to them. And I hope you appreciate what people do who are satirists and people who are trying to express themselves and, you know, spread the word, spread the truth out there in a humorous way, which is what I'm trying to do. And we're coming to you from Burbank, California, and this is the land of fantasy and make-believe, but one of the things that is not make-believe is the airplanes you will often hear. The airplanes you'll hear, because I'm not far from Burbank Airport. Actually, it is now the Bob Hope Airport. No longer the Burbank Airport, but it is in Burbank, California. And speaking of California, we have a person who just arrived, I think today, maybe yesterday, but a person from Francatolo's region over there. He was many, many times on the show that precedes this one, the Catolo Chronicles. And that, of course, is Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons is here tonight. Jeremy Long. Jeremy Long has finally made it to Los Angeles, has finally made it to the Southern California land of fantasy and make-believe, where he would like to fantasize about comedy. No, I don't mean that, Jeremy. Jeremy, you're a real, true comedian, and I think you're going to go places here, and I look forward to having you on the show here at some point. So we welcome Jeremy Long. Hey, Jeremy, if you ever do a show together, like a regular show, given your height and mine, they could be the long and the short of it. We'll have to run that by the people at SRN and see what they think about that. But welcome to Southern California, Jeremy. We're looking forward to the many laughs you have to give to the thousands and millions and 10 millions of people who wait to hear your funny stuff. Well, as I said, there goes a prop plane overhead. But this is, as I said, Burbank, California, just landing in Bob Hope Airport. And there was a lot of news this week, besides the terrorist attack in Paris. There was also, tonight's program, by the way, is going to be about phrases that we should stop using. And this, by the way, is not by my standard. I'm not saying that we should stop using them. I'm saying that people on the internet said we should stop using these phrases, and we're going to go over these phrases and discuss them a little bit. But there has been a lot of news today, and just breaking news here in California. Wait, let me get my newsroom theme, because that's appropriate for this. Let's see. The news just heard from Senator Barbara Boxer that she will no longer seek another term in 2016. This is a really big blow to the people of Southern California. The people of California, not Southern California. The people of the United States. The people of the Western Hemisphere. The world. She's a humanitarian, and we are desperately going to miss her. But she intends to continue working on the many projects and things that she has been involved with, women's rights, abortion issues, the environment, and I know that she is into helping the agricultural community. That is also helping you and me, just the average person, get the right healthy foods and not be swindled by the corporados that try to change, spin things so that we can buy their products. So I want to hear from Barbara Boxer right now, and this is her statement, in case you haven't heard. So let's take a listen right now, as soon as I can find it. Where is it? Hello. Where's my staff? I need a staff. Here it is. Okay, thanks.
Asking me that all-important question, am I going to run for re-election to the Senate in 2016? So I thought, since you're my eldest grandchild, you could sit in for those reporters. You could ask me those questions. We'll get them those answers, and we'll share them with our PAC for a Change community. Are you willing to do it?
Sure. Grandma, have you made a decision regarding the 2016 Senate race?
I have, Zach, definitely.
Has the constant fighting in the Senate been a factor in your decision?
For the last few months, reporters have been following me all around Capitol Hill, asking me that all-important question, am I going to run for re-election to the Senate in 2016? So I thought, since you're my eldest grandchild, you could sit in for those reporters. You could ask me those questions. We'll get them those answers, and we'll share them with our PAC for a Change community. Are you willing to do it?
Sure. Grandma, have you made a decision regarding the 2016 Senate race?
I have, Zach, definitely.
Has the constant fighting in the Senate been a factor in your decision?
You know, when you stand up there and you fight to make sure there's a strong middle class and you protect a woman's right to choose and you fight for jobs and a clean environment, all those things, human rights, civil rights, that's a fight worth making. So that is not a factor in my decision.
Has your age played a role in your decision?
Finally, the question the reporters love to ask. No, definitely not, Zach.
Care to expand?
Here's the thing. Some people are old at 40, and some people are young at 80. It depends on the person. As for me, I feel as young as I did when I got elected. I was in my 50s when I got elected to the Senate.
So, are you retiring?
Zach, I am never going to retire. The work is too important. But I will not be running for the Senate in 2016. I'm going to continue working on the issues that I love. I'll have more time to help other people through my PAC for Change community. I have to make sure this Senate seat stays progressive. That is so critical. And I want to help our Democratic candidate for president make history. But you know what? I want to come home. I want to come home to this state that I love so much, California.
What are you most proud of?
Well, I'm beyond proud that the people of California have believed in me all of these years. You know, I first was elected in 1976. I think your mom was 9 years old at the time, and then we won 10 elections after that. What an opportunity the people of California gave me. And, of course, my family. My family's been my rock all these years, including you. Zach, I have about 1,000 accomplishments, and I'm going to post 100 of these at barbaraboxer.com.
Grandma, I know you love to write rhymes, so have you prepared one for this special occasion?
Actually, I did, Zach.
Well, would you please share it?
Here goes. The Senate is the place where I've always made my case for families, for the planet, and the human race. More than 20 years in a job I love, thanks to California and the Lord above. So although I won't be working from my Senate space and I won't be running in that next tough race, as long as there are issues and challenges and strife, I will never retire, because that's the meaning of my life.
Thank you for everything, Senator Boxer.
Thank you, Zach.
Yes, thank you so much, Senator Boxer. You are a boxer. And the announcement just came this afternoon, which didn't give me much time to write a parody of you, but I will. Boxer. I'll use this song, and it'll be about you, Senator Boxer. Thank you so much for your help. And everybody thanks you.
What if there really was a secret that rapidly accelerates your progress in life, completely eliminates practically every obstacle that's ever held you back? And what if it was so easy to use that even my 13-year-old son can do it? Sounds too good to be true, right? Surely, if something like this existed, you would have heard of it by now, right? But what if it had been kept a secret and had been tested on just a few thousand people before it was ready to go? What could that do for your life? Listen, if you are fed up with all you're trying to do and do not seem to get anywhere, then just sit back and relax while I tell you a little story which will allow you to see your life and all you can achieve in a whole new exciting way. And today I want to tell you a 100% true story from my own life about how to create all the success, financial freedom, and love in your life that you could ever possibly desire.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
No, I wouldn't do that if I were you. This is Savino Veritas. We don't want any BS here on this show. So keep that to yourself, please. So Senator Boxer is leaving us. And I had a very strange week. So are we having an earthquake? That would be news right now. No, we're not. I don't know what that sound is. Doesn't sound like an airplane, but anyway, I was suffering from, well, let Alfred Hitchcock tell you.
Vertigo, a feeling of dizziness, a swimming in the head. Figuratively, a state in which all things seem to be engulfed in a whirlpool of terror, as created by Alfred Hitchcock in the story that gives new meaning to the word suspense.
Inside me, she says I must die. Scotty, don't let me go.
A beautiful girl haunted by the desperate, unexplainable urge to destroy herself.
The unexplainable urge to destroy herself. This was 1958, this movie, Vertigo. And not jokingly, I suffered from vertigo this week, and it is not fun at all. And I noticed when I watched the trailer of Vertigo, which you just heard the audio from, even back in 1958, it was a pretty good technical feat that Hitchcock pulled off, because his camera work is pretty indicative of what Vertigo is really like, at least in my body. And it sucks. It really sucks. So I was out of commission for a couple of days, spinning and dizzy. And but here I am back in the non-spinning world, which is very good. But let's hear the rest of the trailer just for the heck of it.
A man possessed by the paralyzing vertigo that made him afraid of high places.
Easy now.
I know. Ah, it's a cinch. Here, I look up, I look down, I look up, I look...
What was the strange attraction that brought these two together in spite of the dark forces that tore them apart? The specter from the past that drew her to the ancient headstone in the mission graveyard. The compulsion that drove her relentlessly to the point of no return. The story of a love so powerful it broke down all barriers between past and present, between life and death, between the golden girl in the dark tower and the tawdry redhead that he tried to remake in her image.
If I let you change me, will that do it? If I do what you tell me, will you love me?
Yes.
All right. All right, then I'll do it. I don't care anymore about me.
Well, of course, it was Kim Novak and James Stewart who were in Vertigo in the movie. But of course, this is Savino Veritas, and in the Veritas world, in the reality world, it was me in Vertigo, and it wasn't the movie. Although everything was moving, it was no fantasy at all. Well, I'm going to get to these phrases that someone on the internet, and I don't know who, because the person, if it is just one person, did not give him or himself or herself credit for suggesting what phrases should be stopped in 2015. So here they are, and I'm going to comment on them as we go. And by the way, you can reach me at tjsavino@twitter.com. tjsavino@twitter.com if you would like to make comments about tonight's show, please do. If you want to, I will often say things and say I don't know what that is, and maybe you do. So, tweet in an answer. I'd be happy to share what you give us. Give listeners would be happy to hear that too, I'm sure. So, the first phrase is. And once again, well, that's tjsavino@twitter.com. Or you can also write to me at lengthier emails of any length at tjsavino22@gmail.com. tjsavino22@gmail.com. Although those I will see as the show is going along, but I will see the Twitter comments. So the first phrase that should be stopped, according to the people on the internet, is 24/7. 24/7. And why it's annoying, they say, it's because it's an exaggeration. Nobody does something 24/7. It's not possible. It's used all the time. Let's replace it with frequently. Well, we do some things 24/7. We breathe 24/7. We are in the state of being even more than 24/7. Even after you're dead, in my opinion, in my experience, maybe some shows will get into that. I'm sure some shows will be getting into that. So there is 24/7 in some things, breathing, being. So I don't know if we should stop using that term, but I guess maybe these people who said stop using it have heard it enough. Maybe they hear it 24/7. Maybe that's why they want it stopped. I guess if I heard 24/7, I'd want it stopped. So maybe these people work at 7-Eleven. And, you know, they know a lot about 24/7. 7-Eleven, 24/7. Okay. The next one they say that we should stop using is bro. Bro. They especially say white people should stop using this. White guys. They say white guys are just using this to think they're black. They should say, instead you should say, they recommend you say, friend. Friend. Well, I don't know. I'm going to give that some thought. I'm kind of on the fence about that one myself. But let me know what you think, bro. And you can send me your responses 24/7 on Twitter at TJ Savino Twitter. The next phrase is, I mean. Because it's usually used as a filler. People will just say, I mean, and then stop. We don't know what you mean because you don't finish your thought. They suggest you use nothing. Just, as they say, just cut to the chase. Well, I mean, I'm laughing because cut to the chase is a phrase I'd like people to stop using. So I wish these people would stop using. I mean, come on, bro. 24/7. I'm just saying. The next phrase that is recommended to stop using is over it. Over it. Because you're obviously not over it, they say, if you're still bringing it up. So it's still bothering you. So you're not over it. So, I mean, get over it, bro. We hear this 24/7. Jeez. Next phrase. It is what it is. It is what it is. Because it is used all the time, they say. If that's the case, it's used 24/7, bro. I mean, get over it. It is what it is, but it can be changed if you want it to be. Lazy people use this to leave things as they are and not try to fix something. Use instead, they say. They say, use instead. Let's fix it. So they don't want you to use what it is. It is what it is. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about what it is.
What it is, or what's up?
What's up?
What it is, or what's up?
What's up?
What it is, or what's up?
The next phrase is, it's not rocket science. We should stop using that phrase, they recommend. Because obviously, whatever you're talking about is not rocket science. But the thing is, what if it is rocket science? There are rocket scientists. I mean, bro, there are rocket scientists. Get over it. Let us use it. It's not rocket science. They say rocket science should be in a league of its own. And I wish they'd stop using in a league of its own. Use, it's pretty easy, they say. It's pretty easy. Instead of, it's not rocket science. Well, I don't know. Let me know what you think. Next one is, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Because it's used when describing horrendous traffic or a line at the mall on Black Friday. I can think of a lot more things that are more nightmarish than that. Use this is awful instead of it's a nightmare. The next one is like. Because like is meant to be used when you are saying that you enjoy something. It is not meant to be used during a pause in between sentences. Like when you can't think of anything to say and you just say that term. Like you think about it and it was, you know, you just think about it and you forget what it is. What it is. You forget it. Forget what it is.
What it is. What's up?
What's up?
There's the what it is thing. And my engineer is not here this evening. So Lewis is not here. Lewis, where are you? He's gone. So we might have some a little technical difficulties here and there, but stay with us. The next term is, it was for the best. It was for the best. Because a lot of the time they say, it wasn't for the best. Just because something crappy happens doesn't mean we need to use this phrase. Use, that's really unfortunate. I'm sorry. That's really unfortunate. I'm sorry. Of course that works. It works. You are a listener of the show. You know that recently my 22-year-old cat died. And many people said to me, it was for the best. It wasn't for the best for me, I'll tell you that. But it may have been for the best for my cat. I think it may have been. So would it have been any different if they had said, "That's really unfortunate. I'm sorry." That's nice. I like that. I think that works. Either one is okay with me. But it's not rocket science. You don't, you know, you could use it was for the best. It's not, nobody's going to arrest you for it. It is what it is. Get over it. I mean, come on, bro. 24/7 we hear these complaints. It just drives me crazy. It's a nightmare. Then there is literally, literally. Because unless you are the most sarcastic person on earth, all your conversations should be taken literally. Use instead, they say, nothing at all. Don't say anything. Assume the truth is always being told. Well, you can assume the truth is always being told right here on Savino Veritas on SRN 1. You're listening to Tom Savino on Savino Veritas at 148.ca/1 every Thursday night, live from Burbank, California, 8 p.m. Pacific time and 11 p.m. Eastern time and all the other times around the world. It would really be a nightmare for me to get through all of those things. So get over it. It's for the best anyway, if you just know what time it is for you, literally. You know? I mean, get over it, bro. Some people want me on 24/7, but that's just not going to happen. Another word is, or phrase is, and this one is new to me. This one is new to me. I don't know a lot of the tech phrases, a lot of the computer savvy things. I think this is one of them. I'm not familiar with it. I haven't been familiar with it. So actually for me, keep using it so that I can get familiar with it. Otherwise, I'll never know. But I guess for these other people, it became a nightmare. Because I kept hearing it 24/7 and they just wanted it to stop. So get over it. But here it is. It's nom nom nom, okay? Nom nom nom. In the Urban Dictionary, it says it's an annoying sound that is made by people as a stupid way of asking for food or just enjoying the food they're eating. that I have not had this experience. If you have, please let me know. Num, I guess it's num, num, num. That's what it is. Num, num, num. Num, num, num. Well, I think that's, you know, these people who have just complained about don't use literally, and now nom 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 is pretty literal. It's not even saying eating, it's good or delicious. It's just making eating sounds. It can't get much more literal than that. So that's all I have to say about nom nom nom. I like it when people contradict themselves right after, you know, just right after what they just said, they contradict themselves. We're going to stop for a minute for a word from our sponsor. So let's listen.
Mo. Through an exclusive arrangement with the Oregon Yeshe, Tibetan divination expert, Savino Veritas listeners may have their tough questions answered. Through the universal synchronicity of Manjushri, seer of all past, present, and future, Oregon Yeshe reads your questions and throws the dice for you. More importantly, he'll answer your questions based on Manjushri's guidance, which Yeshe will invoke for your reading. The price? $22. Submit $22 to PayPal and one well-thought-out question to tjsavino22@gmail.com.
Should I go to college or not?
What's the best way to advertise my business?
Can I trust my boyfriend to be faithful?
What's the best month for the wedding, May or June?
Will I ever get pregnant?
Who's the best candidate to fill a supervisor's job? May I count on my best pitcher to win this game?
How much should I gamble at the casino?
Do I need to go see the doctor about this condition?
Is Atlanta the right place for me to move?
Should we increase our homeowner's insurance?
If I get the job, will it help our relationship?
Will marital therapy keep us together?
Where should I look for my lost ring?
Will I ever find it? Can I?
Can I?
Should he?
Should he?
Will they?
Will they?
When will?
Will.
Can. Questions.
Questions.
Money.
Love.
French enemies. Mo.
Mo.
Mo. Tibetan divination.
Now, on this issue of Mo, as you heard in the commercial, it is $22 for the answer to a burning question you have, a question that you can't seem to get an answer to logically, mulling over it, doing pro and con charts. You can't get the answer. So Mo can give you the answer. However, we're actually looking for people to participate in this, and to we're looking for people who will give us testimonials of how Mo worked for them, truthfully, because this is Savino Veritas. So we just want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So if you would like to participate in a Mo divination answer process, you can do so now for free. The only hitch, if you want to say, is that you will let us know how it went, and that perhaps you would give us a recorded testimonial on how this worked for you, how the Mo was able to answer a question and the question was appropriately beneficial to you. So for not $22, For nothing, just for now. And if you do feel that it has worked for you, you may donate money if you'd like. But we do need the testimonials. And again, you could write your question, give us a well thought out question, something that's really important to you, well thought out question. Send it to my email address, tjsavino22@gmail.com. tjsabino22@gmail.com. We will give the question to Organ Yeshe. He will go into his trance state, meditate, say the mantra, and then roll the dice for you and come up with the answer. It is a very interesting process. I've seen it. I've seen Organ Yeshe do this, and it is quite remarkable. If you know anything about Jung, Carl Jung, you know about synchronicity. This stuff does work. It really does work. If anyone has had a tarot card reading from someone who is really intuitive and knows how to do that, you know that there's some validity to this. There is a validity to it. So if you have a question, please write it down. Send it to me at tjsavino22@gmail.com. And we will get the answer to you at no charge now if you agree to be a person who will give us a testimonial for future commercials. So let's get back to our list now. So the last thing we said was nom nom nom. Well, the next word that these people profess we should stop saying, or the phrases that they profess we should stop saying, is no problem. No problem. And I have to admit that I am one of the culprits who uses this phrase, no problem. Well, anyway, they say you should stop using it. Because when someone thanks you, you're supposed to say, you're welcome. No problem means that helping didn't inconvenience you. It seems less genuine. Use you're welcome. Well, I don't know. No problem. Use your welcome. Use whatever you like. Sometimes these things get to be a nightmare, and I complain too much about it. I guess it is what it is, and I shouldn't complain about it too much. Anyway, the next phrase they say we should stop using is, she's a hot mess. She's a hot mess. Now, I don't often use this one myself, and I don't hear a lot of people like saying this 24/7. That would be a nightmare, literally. So, like, is it really a problem because, like, people are using this? I just don't understand. You know. Anyway, they say you shouldn't use it because it doesn't make sense. What does a hot mess mean anyway? Okay, I think that's a good question. I have no problem with that. You know, I mean, literally, like, it's a nightmare if you just keep hounding on these things. What does a hot mess mean? Does it mean, is she sexy but a mess? I have no idea. I don't either. If you have an idea, please let us know. She's a hot mess. She's a hot mess. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's no problem. Let's go to the next one. The next one is seriously. Seriously. Because it sounds whiny. Whiny. And it's overused in situations when people are angry. Seriously? Seriously? Is it overused that much? I don't know. It's no problem. Literally. These things are like a nightmare. You know, I mean, to say something else, it's not rocket science. You know, it is, I don't know. If you stop using it, though, it could be for the best, I think. And I think we should all get over it anyway, you know. I mean, come on, bro. 24/7? Seriously. Anyway, they say we should use nothing. Just leave the end of the sentence. I don't know how I feel about that myself. Seriously? I kind of like it. It feels good when I'm angry. Usually angry at what someone has just said to me. Seriously? Seriously? You're going to say that now? You're going to say that now? Seriously? No problem. The next one? Sorry, I'm not sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. Because you're apologizing for not being sorry. Why are you apologizing for not being sorry for something? Why don't you just say, I'm not sorry? Sorry, I'm not sorry. I think that is a little, I would agree that we should stop using that, but do we use it that much? Is it a problem? Is it a problem? Do we use it that much? Literally, like, it's a nightmare when we keep focusing on these things so much. All we gotta do is think about what we're saying and be careful. It's not rocket science. We stop using these things in our language and idioms and linguistics. Lingo gets better. It's for the best. People who don't stop, just keep using these things. Well, what are you going to say? It is what it is. Get over it. It's not a problem. I mean, bro, 24/7 we hear these things. The next thing, after sorry, I'm not sorry, is whatever. Because Clueless made it a popular over 10 years ago, they say, it should have fizzled out by now. Well, who are they to say that? I mean, are they some sort of keepers of the cultural norms that, you know, that they say the time limit of things? It's been popular too long, so that we have to stop saying it. Come on, get over it. Let people do what they want to do. Like, I mean, it is what it is, man. Jeez, come on, bro. 24/7 I hear this stuff. It's really horrible. Whatever. They say instead you should say, I don't care. Instead of saying whatever, you should say, I don't care. Now, using I don't care, I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, it reminds me that the Republicans now are in control here in the United States. Republicans are now in control of the Senate and the House, and one of the first things on their agenda was to ram through the Keystone Pipeline. And friends in Canada, from which this show originates, or whether it originates from Burbank, but it is being broadcast from Canada. In Ontario. So many people up there, I think, support the not doing the Keystone Pipeline. I'm sure there are people that support it, but I think there are a lot of people that know the harms of the tar sands and what harm it does to the environment. So many people are against that. Thankfully, Obama will veto this, and hopefully we can regroup and get a majority of Democrats, I hope, or people. I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican or what. I want sane people. I mean, whatever. But. Well, just in case, a reminder that we are coming from Burbank, California, as you hear the plane landing at Bob Hope Airport. It's actually maybe landing in my backyard, I think. But so we are coming from Burbank, California. This is Tom Savino coming to you on Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, a fine wine from Select Gripes. And the gripes today are these phrases. Should we stop using them? Well, the last one was whatever, and they say you should use I don't care. I don't care. Actually, that's with the other second thing the Republicans are trying to do beside the Keystone Pipeline is to repeal Obamacare, to end it, to squash it, to kill it, to smush it, to drown it, to burn it, to, I don't know, I can't think of any more horrible adjectives that they want, or verbs, I mean, that they want to do. So but because they want to show that they are able to govern, they're going to have their own health care called I don't care, and they're going to try to legislate I don't care for everyone, and I don't care, I'm sure, will be the very popular healthcare system for the corporados in the world. They would like the I don't care health system. That is the health system and all the systems which they espouse, I believe. Whatever. You know, sorry I'm not sorry that he's going to veto the thing. Seriously. You know what? This country's a hot mess. I think his veto, you know, no problem. Just veto it. No problem. Literally, like, it's a nightmare, this tar sands thing. This Keystone. Now, come on, it's not rocket science. We know the problems with it. And because and the veto, I think, you know what, after it happens, I think we'll say it was for the best. It is what it is, but hopefully it won't be. You know, Republicans, all I can say is, just get over it. I mean, bro, 24/7, we have to hear this. The next phrase that they want us to stop is that's what she said. They want us to stop using that's what she said. I hope we don't stop using that, because in the right now, probably overusing. I mean, 24/7, I mean, it's a nightmare. Come on, bro, literally, get over it, right? But in the right, use the right way, it cracks me up all the time. I don't know about you. Let me know what you think about this. Do you like that's what she said jokes? They say because the yo mama jokes and jokes of this kind are getting old. Once again, they are the overseers of when we should stop saying these things. When, you know, they may have been around, say, you know, roller skating is in the 70s, it was real popular, and then it died, and all these fads come and go. These are probably the people that are in charge of the ending of fads. So they don't want that's what she said to stop. They say, let's move on. I think what they're saying basically is get over it. This ain't get over it, which is one of their phrases they say we shouldn't use. They say use nothing. Just get over it, they say, you know. The next phrase, I just said the next phrase, actually, without even knowing I was going to say the next phrase. And the next phrase is, you know, but as a question, you know, because people usually use it at the end of a sentence to get you to agree with them. They use it at the end of a sentence to get you to agree with them. What are you going to say back? No, I actually don't know. Use instead, they say, I'm right, don't reply back. I'm right, don't reply back. You know, I think they're getting a little the beginning of it, you know. Seriously? You know? You know what I mean. I think they should just let it go. Get over it. Get over it, man. Seriously. I'm not trying to make this country a hot mess. It's, you know, putting problems where there aren't problems, there's no problems. Eat everything you need. Yum, 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 yum. Literally, come on. Like, it's a nightmare, these phrases. You know, it's not rocket science. We can just stop it whenever we want. And when we do, I think we'll say it was for the best. And if you don't want to stop it, you know, it is what it is. I mean, come on, bro. 24/7? You know? The next phrase is YOLO. And this is one of those that I'm not that familiar with. One of the younger generation phrases, I think. YOLO. Y-O-L-O. YOLO. And it means you only live once. You only live once. Now they say stop using it because it's an excuse to be stupid. You only live once. So it's an excuse to be stupid. Sure, you only live once, but that doesn't mean that doing dumb things will get you through your life. Use, I'm happy to be alive, instead. And you know, it doesn't work though. I'm happy to be alive doesn't work. When you want to bungee jump while you're stoned out, you're just totally shit-faced on marijuana, and you want to bungee jump. And you probably wouldn't want to bungee jump if you were stoned on marijuana, but if you're stoned on something that makes you very hyperactive, you might want to bungee jump. And I just don't foresee someone saying, I'm going to go bungee jump, yeah, because I'm happy to be alive. I think they would say, you only live once in that situation. You only live once. Now, I have an issue with this because you don't always only live once. We don't only live once. However, I'm not recommending that you go out and do crazy things or get stoned on ecstasy and jump bungees. But, you know, I think you only live once is appropriate for these situations. So I am going to overrule these people who say we should stop using this phrase. And we should keep using it. I mean, they should just get over it. You know what I mean? I mean, literally. Seriously. Whatever. This one is very interesting, this next one. With all due respect. With all due respect. I hear this a lot. Now, I usually do hear it a lot in more formal situations, debate with a debate with legitimate people of two opposing sides, which is a very rare thing these days, very rare thing, but. I think you can get some people with on both sides of an issue that are reasonable and thoughtful and intelligent. And I will often hear this phrase, with all due respect, when they are about to counterpunch their opposition. And the people who are in charge of killing these phrases, they say you should stop because when you use this, you're most likely going to give your opinion anyway. Oh, wait. I'm reading what they wrote on the internet. It says, actually, you should stop using it because when you use this, you're most likely going to give your opinion anyways. Anyways. Okay, so the people, so now we have a little, shed a little light into the type of people who are trying to tell us what to say and what not to say and stop saying and it's too long, we've said this too long, we should stop it. These are the people that do this, these experts in phrases are the ones that use anyways. Whatever. Just get over it, you know. And we should, you know, just, so sorry, I'm not sorry, that's what she said, but I'm hearing squeaking things here. It's spooky, I'm all alone. And Burbank could be a horrific place when they make horror movies and things like that. So anyway, so we should stop using it with all due respect, because when you use this, you're most likely going to give your opinion anyways. Anyways? Seriously? Seriously, we're going to use anyways? If you really had respect, you would shut your yapper, they say. Yapper? Seriously? Whatever. I should get over it. No problem. Now, they say, use, I don't agree. I don't agree. I do think that when these people say, with all due respect, I will give these phrase Nazis something here, because I do think that when people use all due respect, it's kind of like they're really more angry. They're really trying to dig this, get into this person and jab this person, and that's what they really want to do. Maybe with using the phrase with all due respect is sort of a little mantra to calm yourself down, because you really like to say, you stupid son of a bitch, I don't agree, but with all due respect. So they should say we should stop using it. So, whatever. No problem. Hey, you're listening to Tom Savino. That's me, Tom Savino. At Savino Veritas on SRN1. On SRN1. And we are coming to you live from Burbank, California. And we are going now to the studios in Canada, in Ontario, Canada, for the news with Mr. Phil Hung, who will give us the news momentarily as soon as Lewis is on break. So I'm doing the engineering tonight, and as soon as I find the button to go to Phil, we will. Okay, now we will go to Phil Hung. Phil, how you doing? Tell us what's happening in the local region near New York and all those places in the Ontario region of SRN1.
Good evening, Tom. Police are looking for a suspect related to a collision at Upper Canada Mall. The male driver is accused of reversing to another car behind him, failing to remain at the scene of the crash. Expletives have been posted for the YRDSB as they keep schools open in frigid weather. Parents of school-aged children have flocked to Twitter to exercise their discontent over hardships caused by heading to school. And a local Keswick firm has declared bankruptcy. Despite efforts to keep it afloat, Crates Marine has filed for receivership, though similar businesses in Belleville and Orillia are unaffected. Snow squalls possible, -5 in the south, -6 in the north. I'm Philip Hong from SRN National News. Now back to Tom Savino with Savino Veritas on SRN1.
Lewis is coming back, and I think he was stoned with that ecstasy stuff, and it just came from bungee jumping, and he just told me, we only live once, even though that's not true. So we are back here in the studio, and one thing that I do want to say, that Phil is a nice turn of phrase there with flocking, people are flocking to Twitter. Flocking to Twitter. Now, I wish you would flock to Twitter. please flock to Twitter. You can reach me at Twitter at TJ Savino. TJ Savino 22. No, I'm sorry, not 22. You can reach me at Twitter at TJ Savino, just TJ Savino. And you can tweet me, please. Follow me on Twitter. Send comments and write to me. Write to me, please. Please. This is Burbank, California, and you can hear those airplanes coming aboard now. We are going to, I'll be back in a minute after this word.
Synchronicity of Manjushri, seer of all past, present, and future. Urdin Yeshe reads your questions and throws the dice for you. More importantly, he'll answer your questions based on Manjushri's guidance, which Yeshe will invoke for your reading. The price? $22. Submit $22 to PayPal, and one well-thought-out question to tjsavino22@gmail.com.
Should I go to college or not?
What's the best way to advertise my business?
Can I trust my boyfriend to be faithful?
What's the best month for the wedding, May or June?
Will I ever get pregnant?
Who's the best candidate to fill a supervisor's job? May I count on my best pitcher to win this game?
How much should I gamble at the casino?
Do I need to go see the doctor about this condition?
Is Atlanta the right place for me to move?
Should we increase our homeowner's insurance?
If I get the job, will it help our relationship?
Will marital therapy keep us together?
Where should I look for my lost ring?
Will I ever find it? Can I?
Can I?
Should he?
Should he?
Will they?
Will they?
When will?
Will.
Can. Questions.
Questions.
Money.
Love.
Friendship.
gmail.com, tjsavino22@gmail.com, and send your question, and we will send your question to Jorgen Yeshe, and he will have an answer, and we'll send you the answer. If you like the way things went with that, you can, we would certainly like you to testify to how that went. Tell us your experience. Did we give you a good answer? Did Jorgen Yeshe give you a good answer? Please let us know. So right now, for no charge, you could just write your well-thought-out question to Jorgen Yeshe, and he will go through the process of the Mo divination, and he will give you that answer. So he'll give you the answer. I mean, whatever. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I mean, seriously? So just do it, please. You're listening to Tom Savino on Savino Veritas, and we are coming to you live from Burbank, California. You may have heard the 9:15 flight coming in from San Diego just now, coming in, landing in Bob Hope Airport. And the various motorcycles that are out here, too. This is like one of the noisiest cities in the world, I believe. But we are here enjoying ourselves on Sabino Veritas with you every Thursday night from 8 p.m. Pacific time for 90 minutes and 11 p.m. Eastern time, also 90 minutes, of course. And as I said before, you figure out your own times wherever you are in the world. We would love to hear from people in other places besides the United States and Canada. As a matter of fact, to be perfectly honest, and this is Sabino Veritas, where we must be perfectly honest, we need to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, we need to hear from you. So please, write to us at tjsabino22@gmail.com. You could write, it doesn't have to be the question for a Mo divination. You could write to me. You can write at Twitter, TJ Savino, no 22, it's just TJ Savino at Twitter. And then we can, you know, converse, and this could be an interactive thing. Come on, you only live once. You know what I'm saying? You only live once. I mean, seriously? You're not going to do it? Seriously? You're thinking I'm not going to do it? Seriously? I think that's, I think you're a hot mess if you're going to do that. I do want to say one thing, if I could find my engineer, Lewis, would you wake up, please? He's in the control room, and he's just not responding tonight. I think he had too much YOLO. Was that like a certain, he only lived once, yogurt, YOLO yogurt. And that's what that's all about. Anyway, we do have a few more phrases to go through, and we will do that as we go along here in Sabino Veritas. But I do want to reiterate that we did get the sad news that Senator Barbara Boxer will not be representing the people here in California after 2016, but she did promise she would continue to represent the people with her work and to continue on her PAC for Change that she has, and to help the environment, to help the health care, to help all the things that human beings need to do. She, was a major element in the Obamacare issue, and she is going to try her best to oppose the Republicans' new health care, the I don't care system, which they're trying to get in. So, it's very sad, and she did have another comment to make to people, and besides what we heard earlier in the show, so let's hear what that was.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yes. Yes, Senator, it was. It was as good for me as it was for you. And I really do appreciate what you've done over these many years as Senator. And I was looking for speeches today. I couldn't find one from you. Because the announcement came late, so I do apologize, but I will be looking for some speeches to play on the Sabino Veritas show, some of your dynamic speeches. I heard your speech that helped kill the Keystone Pipeline back in November, but now that the Republicans are back in their high place there, they will try their best, I'm sure, to get this through. I am happy, however, to hear that your colleague, President Obama, would not be any part of this whatsoever. So I'm happy to hear that. I'm looking for something on my screen here, and I can't find it. And it is what I wanted to say. Well, you know what? Let's not belabor the issue. Let's go to another phrase that these phrase people say we should stop saying. So we got it with all due respect. I've never felt this way before. Oh, no, we didn't do that one. Okay, I'm sorry, I gave it away. Well, that's what I do. That's why I'm here, to give it away. So I'm giving it away here on Sabino Veritas. The phrase is, I've never felt this way before. Now, the phrase, Nazi, you say, you should stop saying this because you did feel this way before. It was the last time you used this dumb phrase. Now, that's funny. I like that. I did that. They say you should use instead, it's good to feel this way again. It's good to feel this way again. Now, I have a little issue with this because, you know, maybe people as old as I am, I had to dig out my Social Security card this week for an interview that I'm going to next week. And fortunately, it was hermetically sealed in plastic because, you know, if it hadn't been, it would be just falling apart into flakes right now just because of the age of the card, because of the age of me. It's a nightmare, I'm telling you. You know, it's seriously, it's like, oh man, I'm a hot mess. So, so anyway, they say that, you know, it was the last time you felt this way, but if, now, being so old as I am, and people my age, okay, maybe there's no new feeling we're ever going to feel, you know, that may be true at this time. But come on. I suspect that these phrase Nazis are younger people. And nothing against younger people, but I'm saying that this is probably a younger, much younger person writing this stuff. And there's more to you, for you to feel. There, you may literally, truthfully, Sabino Veritas, the truth, truthfully, you may have a situation where you've never felt this way before. I've never felt this way before. Did you ever have a piano fall on your foot? That would be an opportunity for anybody to say, most people anyway, would have an opportunity to say, I've never felt this way before. They're probably shouting and screaming and not able to say anything. So they're not going to say, I've never felt this way before. But if you were observing it, if you were observing somebody in tremendous pain who was not able to speak, you might say, I bet you he never felt this way before. And it would be an accurate appraisal, I think. Give that some thought. I don't know. I never felt this way before. I don't think people overuse that anyway. But whatever. Seriously? You want to end that seriously? Come on. Get over it. Now the next one. Next phrase. We only have a few more. Next phrase is, for sure, for sure. And the phrase Nazis say that you should stop using it because the phrase is just overly used. Overly used. When you're agreeing with someone, for sure, is not the best thing to say. Huh? Let me get this. When you're agreeing with someone, for sure, is not the best thing to say. Even worse, they say, is to say, for sure, for sure. But if you are a rapper in the Bronx or something, you might want to say, for sure. Then, you know, that, you know, and if you're not a rapper and you've never said it before, I think you should say faux show, and then right after that, you can say, I've never said that before. I've never felt this way before. Now, they say, instead of saying for sure, they say you should use surely.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we should do that. You know, I don't know if we should do that. We have a few more phrases. Friends, I can't do it alone. I can't do this alone, friends. I need to have you write. Please write to me at tjsavino22@gmail.com. tjsavino22@gmail.com. Or you could tweet me at, follow me on Twitter and then tweet me at tjsavino, Twitter. tjsavino at Twitter. This is Tom Savino coming to you from Burbank, California, live. And this is Savino Veritas, heard every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time for 90 minutes. Our show's wrapping up right now. We do have a few more phrases. Another phrase that the phrase Nazis say we should stop is, I'd give my right arm. They say, I'd give my right arm. They say we should stop saying that because you really wouldn't give your right arm. Seriously? Seriously? Would anybody really give their right arm? Anyway, whatever. They say you should stop using it because it's stupid. It's stupid. They say use I wish. Now, the only problem with this advice, I think, is that what if you are a serious organ donor and you don't want to give everything? You don't want to donate every part of you, but you do want to give your right arm. Now, especially those body donors, those organ donors who are left-handed, they would be more likely to give up their right arm and say, I'd give my right arm. You can't have my eyes or my liver or anything like that. But I'd give my right arm. So I don't know. And do people say this a lot? I'd give my right arm. I don't know. I guess so. Whatever. Get over it. No problem for me. Now, speaking of, livers. I mentioned liver, didn't I? Let's run this back. I can't, because we're live. But liver. Today in the news, there was another disturbing thing in California again, and that is that the state of California had banned foie gras. This is the French cuisine process of, it's a duck liver or goose liver, but California banned this in restaurants in California because the way you get these tasty goose livers and duck livers is by force feeding the ducks and geese, and California said that's inhumane. So you cannot do it in California. However, the corporados, and I just did some investigating this afternoon, and I found out that it was backed by corporados. They took it to court and won yesterday, they won. And the ban against the ban against it is lifted, and you can now have foie gras in California. Again, I say Southern California, but the entire state of California, you can now have foie gras. And I think it's an unfortunate move, and I find out that the judge's decision is going to open the door for many other regulations that California has put in place that stops people from other states inflicting us with their I don't care attitude. And that is, like, for instance, we have rules here in California. You can't, not just in California, but if you're from another state and you want to sell your eggs to us here in California, and I am not talking about people, I'm talking about chickens. If you want to sell your chicken eggs here in California, you have to have certain requirements. Your chickens have to be able to roam around. They can't, like, live in a cage where they can't turn around. But now this foie gras decision has implications and ramifications that will affect all these other decisions I found out today. So that's unfortunate. And we need a person like Barbara Boxer to get back in the ring for us, or somebody else. And she did promise to find somebody who will replace her, someone who is a progressive instead of a regressive. The progressives with Obamacare and the regressives with the I don't care. And we'll see how that goes. Well, this is Tom Savino with Savino Veritas, and we are just coming to the near the end of our show, but it was enjoyable for me. I hope it was good. Was it good for you as it was for me? Was it good for you? Was it good for you?
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, I hope it was as good for you as it was for me, but we do have a few phrases left. I feel fat. The phrase Nazis say, we should stop saying, I feel fat. Because they say, because you're fishing for a compliment. Okay, maybe. I feel fat. And then, of course, we all say, no, seriously? You don't feel that. If you felt fat, go to the gym. And they say, instead of saying, I feel fat, they say, use nothing. Use nothing at all. Just mope around being obese, eating foie gras, and other delicacies of the obese-minded, those people who have the health care, I don't care. Don't be like that. So they say, don't use I feel fat. Now, my thing with this is, like, what if you are fat? And that if this is Savino Veritas, we aim for the truth here, so... You know, if you are fat and you say, I feel fat, we could come back and say, we agree. We agree that we feel your pain. We feel your pain. Just get over it. Seriously, stop eating foie gras. You know, things like that. Another phrase the Nazis say, the phrase Nazis in control of the language here in the United States and Canada and free world, they say, I'd rather die. I'd rather die. Now, they're saying this because you wouldn't really rather die than make a math test, than take a math test or see a certain person. Now, I have issue with this again because one reason I have issues with this is because this is a hyperbole. It's a hyperbole. It's part of the English language. It's part of the language. Using hyperboles, and we know you don't want to die, but if you say I'd rather die, we get the message. So what should you say instead? They say you should say, I don't want to, instead of saying I'd rather die. Say, hey, you want to go ice skating? I'd rather die. You should say, hey, you want to go ice skating? I don't want to. Seriously? Seriously, you don't want to? You don't want to? You only live once. You only live once and you don't want to? Well, I was supposed to play Alone Again naturally here, but I don't have it because Lewis is stoned out of his mind. eating foie gras and everything, has the munchies. And the last one we have is, you're barking up a dead tree. Now, I never heard this one myself. You're barking up a dead tree. They say you should stop using it because it doesn't make sense. They say, you're out of luck. They say, use your out of luck. You know, but now that they're mixing up two things, I think, aren't they? They're mixing up, don't beat a dead horse, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Don't beat a dead horse and barking up the wrong tree. Now it's become, you're barking up a dead tree. Well, I think, you know what? Seriously, that's a nightmare. If I heard that 24/7, I mean, bro, get over it. What is it? I don't know. It's like crazy, man. I just don't understand. This is Tom Savino signing off now from Savino Veritas. We'll be with us next Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Savino Veritas right here at 148.ca/1. And I don't even know what we're doing next week, but we will do something that would be happy. I hope you enjoy tonight's show. And be with us. Please write to me and let me know what you think about the show or anything else. Take care.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end. By George, he's got it.
It is the end.